Welcome back to the podcast. Tonight, we have the first part of our very special adventure. We're playing Interface Zero 2.0, a Savage Worlds game, and it's being GM'd by Richard. I get to play the game, along with myself, Sharon, Jameis, and Eldon joining the fun. So, here is part one to the scenario that Richard calls One Shot. Enjoy!
Things specific to me and my GMing. I'm not Bert. Hi, I'm Richard. I am definitely not Bert.
Hi, Bert.
I'm Bert.
Yes, you're Bert. My MPs, VCs will kill you given the chance, if it comes down to it. If you die in a back alley because you've annoyed a hobo with a monofilament shiv, or you stay behind to sacrifice yourself so that all your buddies can get out, they're equally valid deaths to me. Particularly in a cyberpunk game like this. Life is cheap. So, I am not going to not try and kill you. However, if you're going up against citizens, they're probably going to run away from you rather than try and kill you. Gangers will probably try and kill you and then run away when they've looks like they've done it in our face, and mercenaries will use tactics and knowledge of the Savage Wars rules to try and take you down. But having said that, I'm not out to actually kill you. I will only act as my NPCs would act.
Who are out to kill you?
Some of them will be, but the majority of them will not. Because although life is cheap, a lot of people don't want to get stuck in prison. Oh, that's a fun thing about this setting. They've found a way to speed up time in virtual reality. So if you do a 15-year sentence, then you get stuck in VR for 15 days, and it's 15 years.
A very DS9.
Yes. Wounds won't magically heal in my setting.
The world exists.
Wounds won't magically heal my games. If you make a choice to go in fighting, or you say something that pissed off the wrong guy, or you didn't check what was going on before you headed in, actions have consequences. And if you take wounds for this, then yeah, sure, you can go and get medical attention and it might be able to heal you. But if you don't get to them in time, then the wounds are going to stick around. Because, as I say, actions have consequences. Choices and consequences are the bedrock of an RPG for me. Hey, let's pick on Bert again. Bert, at school, when there were sports, how were you picked? When it was like football or...
Oh, pretty high.
Whatever. You were picked like first. Then,
because Pookie's fat because he used to be muscly, but he got lazy.
All right. That's cool. That is how I want to hear you describe your skills. Mm-hmm. Like that. If somebody says... How good are you at sneaking? I don't want to hear you say, I'm a D4. I want to hear you say, oh, I'm awful. Or, I'm pretty good at hiding in the shadows. Or, I am the knight. Or something like that. I don't want to hear dice numbers.
I am a neon sign in a black knight.
Exactly.
I'm that good.
That is awesome. Yep. I think that's
it's you don't want to hear dice. So I could say I wild succeed at everything.
If another player asks you, how good are you at something? I don't want to hear you say, oh, I'm D4. If you
well,
are telling
if I
me
were to rate myself on a scale based on dice from a D4, I would say I was wrong.
Cyber rocks fall, everybody dies.
Yes.
If I was right, rate my appearance on a scale between 3 and 18.
I think that's the only sort of differences I have between GMing. We'll find out as we go along, eh?
Yeah.
You all know how to play Savage Worlds, roll dice, pick the highest number. The differences between Savage Worlds and Interface Zero, one of them is specializations, which everybody should see on their sheets in brackets or whatever. Mm.
Right. All right. Yep.
Savage Worlds, Interface Zero is a harder. Let me think about this and say it properly. In Savage Worlds, if you pick up a gun and you've got the shooting skill, you can shoot it. In Edifice Zero, you can't necessarily do that. You're only proficient with the things that you've got specializations in. So if you've got specialization pistol, you can pick that up and shoot with a pistol. But if you pick up a shotgun, you're going to be at a negative to shoot with it if you don't have the specialization for shotguns. It's a -2 to the roll if you don't have the specialization.
That actually is in Savage Worlds. It's just
it's an optional rule. So, yeah.
Okay, so the stuff in parentheses next to a skill is our specializations?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Can you explain what Freak does then?
Freak and Peak are the different types of psychic powers. There are three different groups. Freak, Peak, and...
Seek?
Tweak. Tweak is telekinetics, Freak is weird, freaky stuff, and Peak is looking inside people's minds. So for you, you've got Peak and Freak, if you look at your spells, you've got P's and F's next to them.
And Freak. That's what that does. Okay. Yeah. It's something you may... Although...
Go ahead. Mine's a quick question. Finish up, we were answering.
I was just going to say, about your not saying the dice rule, you may want to modify them the slightest, given that we may not understand exactly what it is we're rolling, so we may need to talk about dice levels.
Yes. Well, if you're talking to me and saying, hey, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, feel free to say, hey, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, what kind of die I roll. But if another player is asking you, how good are you?
Then try and say,
I'm not sure. Hey, GM, how good am I?
Yeah.
Okay, so you gave me a specialization in media people. So, but not pool. Okay, all right.
Streetwise, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to be rolling for that. You're going to be rolling your D6 plus your charisma bonus, which is +2 when speaking to other people via media. But
why is it Sharon always has the +2 charisma characters?
But when you are but if you're interviewing people on the streets, homeless people or whatever, then you're just going to have a D6. D6 plus your charisma, which is 2, -2. So just a flat D6.
Oh, okay. And what about talking to police?
Yeah, you haven't got that because I'm lazy. But Streetwise is more research. If you're just talking to them, trying to get them to do something, then that's persuasion. If you want to learn stuff from them, then that is Streetwise. You were just a PR person. They don't necessarily... Okay. You don't necessarily grok the lingo that they're using.
No cop talk.
Exactly. You were just... Yeah. You were just the person who was in the office making them look good. You weren't out there on the streets doing the hard work.
No, that's the plan. I'll see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might all go horribly wrong, as I say. And what was your question, Elton?
Right, I noticed you gave me, a revolver named AGA Black Knight Limited.
Yes.
And I was looking at my skill list, and you didn't give me any gun skills.
Yep.
I have to default to a D4, right?
The default is a D4 -2.
However, you get your wild eye.
Because you don't have the specialization, and this rule uses specializations, that's D4 -4, because it's -2 for untrained and -4 for having no skill. However, the reason I gave you that particular gun is that it's a limited edition gun. There were 500 of them made in the world. And I couldn't see Wildstar not going for something like that. It's a status symbol more than anything else for you.
You pull it out and wave it around at crowds for parties and op.
Yeah.
I was just checking. So to fire this, I'd be rolling a D6 plus a D4 -4, right?
Yep. And you would awesome. Take the whatever the higher of those two rolls is. With the exploding
dice. Does that minus four extend to the wild die? I completely forget it does.
It is. It applies to everything.
Awesome. Oh. So this will be my last ditch effort and hope I explode.
Yep.
Well, you can aim. You can aim to take off some of that negative.
You're not you're a lover, not a fighter. I believe that was some of your words that you said as well. Oh,
that is true. It's just that's such a snazzy name, like you said, snazzy. It's a shame I'm never gonna fire it.
So I apparently found the reference where the hyper book gets its plus one. Mm-hmm. It is obscure. I had to go through all my Interface Zero stuff I got extra from the Kickstarter. It is in a GM's book of pamphlets and tables. It is simply an asterisk mark by it. It doesn't tell you why it gets it.
Jesus.
Wow. There you go.
Good editing, man.
Yes. I'm surprised the software actually had it in there, since it's not noted anywhere else. It's just in this book of tables. The table that it got it from in the main in the player's handbook doesn't have it either.
Nope.
Oh, fascinating.
All right. There are two other rules I should mention here for Interface Zero. When you take a wound, you take an injury as well. So you could take a D4, you could lower your strength or get shot in the head or whatever when you take a wound. When you heal the wound, the injury goes away as well. This is because it's called the gritty damage rule, because cyberpunk, and it's easier to replace the meat than it is to fix it up again, really. And the other one is street cred and contacts. So everybody's got a street cred rating, and everybody's got a couple of contacts. Who has looked at the last thing that I threw out, which was the screen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. On the, is it the last page? No. The penultimate page of that is a table called Favors. That is what you can spend your street cred on. So for a single point of street cred, you can get information from one of your contacts willing to provide you with information. This is the computer, basically your cop computer. That's how you access it, or you can get loans or immediate access to an exclusive locale or event or whatever. However, the first two times the two contacts that you have written down, you get to access them for free. So you've essentially got two floating points of favor to talk to the people who already like you. And they will do one of the one-point things for you.
Hmm.
Temporary contact willing to provide special information, immediate access to exclusive locale or event, charisma plus one for the entire adventure, accessing a contact for the third time, or a 5,000 credit loan. Well, that you can borrow money from them. And the higher point stuff is... more. If you're trying to talk to a contact and you need a 2-point spend, and this is one of your two free contacts with them, then you only have to pay the difference. So if you needed a 10,000 credit loan and this was the first time you'd talk to a contact this adventure, then you would only have to spend 1 point off street cred. Street cred comes back whenever you complete a mission, or whenever you successfully complete a mission and don't horribly, horribly fuck up and kill everybody in the building or whatever. Although I don't expect you guys are going to go around killing everybody in the building.
If we kill everyone in the building, no one can bad mouth you.
Augmented reality. There's going to be one augmented reality, deaf damn it.
Yours.
Nope. Wild Star will never lose an augmented reality battle. He'll lose from the pistol the guy pulls because he realizes how dumb this battle is.
Yes. Bullets. Keep track of how many you've got in your gun. Don't keep track of how many you've got on you. You've got infinite bullets in your pockets, but you will need to reload if you get into combat.
Okay.
So we're going to do all that. Which, let's hope that you don't get into it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. That is that. So, Do you want to do an introduction, Bert, for the recording, or you're not recording it, or blah, blah, blah?
I'm recording it. But it's your game. Give us an introduction.
Oh, dear.
Should have seen this coming.
Yes, I did, and I was trying desperately to hide from it. Ooh! Welcome to Steam Steal and Murder, I guess. But not Steam Steal and Murder at all. Hello, I'm Richard. I'm your GM for today, and not Bert in any way, shape, or form. We'll be playing a cyberpunk game using the Savage World system, set in the Interface Zero universe. And, hey, who's out there? Who would like to introduce themselves first?
Hi, I am Bert. I am playing Pookie Chang, investigator, all about layabout, and friendly guy. I work small-time cases, like, you know, the dirty divorces. The who gets the child cases. And sometimes, he stole my crap on the way out. Can you get it back for me cases? That's me. All those high priority cases.
Seamus, who are you?
I don't know, who am I? I'm lost and alone. This is Grog. I am a big, tough hybrid guy. I've had a little bit of augmentation to my body, so I'm not your standard human. Mainly, I'm a bit of a layabout as well, but I don't need to do any job or anything, so I just need to, whenever I need money, I just create a little money on the side. It may not be real, it may not necessarily hold up for scrutiny all the time, but hey, it does the job. And if I need to get somewhere, yeah, well, I'm just give me a little bit of time and I'll get up a pass to where I need.
Awesome. And Sharon, who are you?
Hi. I'll be playing Bella. I'm a PR specialist and a reputation manager.
And speaking of people who need their reputations managed, who are you playing, Eldon?
Hi, I'm Eldon, and I am playing Mr. Patterson. And his delusion, I'm being delusional, his ego, Wildstar. The Horseman of Chaos, buy a t-shirt. 1 second.
Awesome.
Mr. Patterson!
Tickled.
God damn it, Skype.
This whole lot would deal with technical difficulties. It's what your location is.
I'm going to mute myself in a second.
Nope. Let's not.
There we go.
Apparently it does. Thumbs up.
Okay, sorry about that.
Well, that's an excellent introduction.
Also, also Wildstar's a hacker for life.
That's kind of an excellent introduction to Interface Zero and Cyberpunk in general. Technology's there, but it can screw you over more than it can help you out. Yay! Yeah.
Those cyber herpes. God damn it!
Wildstar is a popular guy.
You know, there's a silent option. Just vibrates. I mean, I know you like it.
It is vibrating.
Yeah, exactly. There's a silent option. No sounds, no vibration.
Okay.
On most phones, then. Great. So, where we're going to pick this up is it's
in a bar.
Very nearly. So you've done the last job, the one which happened in the in the Shadowrun universe, where you dealt with Maxine and collected those chips, so you had loads of money.
Oh, there.
Yeah. And it's like the last day or so of your D12 monies from your last run. So the four of you have all decided to meet up and go out for one last night on the town. Go see... Well, go spend all your money and get it. Go out in a blaze of glory. So, Bella, tell me one place where you would have dragged the others to. A karaoke bar, a hyper reality concert, a cozy little bar on the corner where you know, where the cops drink. Where would you have taken someone?
Probably probably just a pub.
Just an ordinary, quaint old bar where it was just...
A nice old school throwback kind of pub. The kind of place that has regulars that where they have their rear ends firmly impressed on a stool. And if you sit in the wrong person's seat, you'll get told about it.
Awesome. Is it a theme pub of any description? Is it Irish themed or?
Yeah, an Irish pub.
Tries desperately to avoid doing Irish accent.
It doesn't have to be real Irish. It just has to, you know.
We're in Seattle. How do we know how Irish is?
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you.
Yes, this is set in an undisclosed location because Richard isn't entirely certain of the geography, aside from the fact that the North American coalition, North America has split into various different things, including the North American coalition, and New York is underwater and or a wreck. So you are in unspecified town.
Woo! I love that unspecified town. Go unspecified sports team.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be slightly upscale that it, and that there'd be, a slightly better class of clientele, but it's pretty much crosses the board. Only there's nothing. It all looks very nice and friendly and open and very retro, but there's still some seedy characters there. The really seedy ones tend to get asked out by the. Pushed out by the bartender and the regulars.
It looks like the other members of your party were going to be pushed out, but now that they're with you, Miller, it seems like they're going to allow them to stay in here. Oh, I should point out, for the purposes of this, Pookie is also with you and was on the D12 run. On the last run where you got the D12 monies. So you are also out with them, but for convenience. Yeah. Yes. Huzzah for convenience.
How about they do 12-1, eh? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the type of people I'm forced to associate, given my lot in life.
Yeah, you get to hang out with us. How good. Lucky you.
A little bad.
The
people.
Number of children I've been hired to find out if they were wild stars or not. You know, it's paid for my little modest apartment by now.
Wildstar doesn't have very many children. Right, Wildstar?
I go to my notebook. Well, according to my notes.
Yes, Pookie. Your notes, those are all alleged. Those are all alleged children. Have you done the DNA testing? You know, have you traced the timelines?
Well, see, it's not to prove it per se, just to give the evidence to the person trying to find it out. If they want to prosecute,
I think Wildstar has approached you and said this. Those aren't my kids. Stop trying.
Hey, if you need some evidence, I might be able to arrange it for you.
God damn it, man. You are not.
No one's been able to successfully prosecute you so far, so I wouldn't worry too much, my friend. But, you know, in the future, try to keep it in your pants.
Never.
Yeah, well, Star, just remember that when it comes to paying my retainer next month.
I got to say, one of the things I was let down with Interface Zero was the entertainment section of Cyberware was not nearly as cool as Cyberpunk's with their Midnight Stallion package or other Cyberware you know would be used in the future.
Well, I mean, there's that machine in the toilet. Well, not in this place, obviously, but...
Well, since you mentioned that we can have areas where people spend months and what's supposed to be in minutes, whatever, that time ratio, big difference. Mm-hmm. I think my character now needs to be in really risky MMORPGs. Like, put me in Excel World, man. Who cares if my memories get wiped eventually? It'll be fun.
Excel World?
filled with spreadsheet and numbers. Wildstar knows how to rock out.
It's basically the supposed to be the, it's an anime about the best possible fighting game where you could spend hours and days in what's supposed to be a few minutes. But the punishment is, oh, you lost? We're going to wipe your memory of everything you did in this game. Goodbye, months of game time. Which you actually spent a month plus in.
So are we with Wallstar or are we with Pedersen? At the moment.
That's you, Eldon.
I'm sorry, what?
Is Wildstar or Patterson here? Which persona is dominating? They're in the Irish pub that Sharon previously decided.
I think Mr. Patterson will have fun there.
Such a freak. So you're dressed up in a suit as Mr. Patterson, aren't you?
Oh, of course, of course. The finest Italian leather. I mean, silk. Silk.
So how does he change into Wildstar? Does he just turn on all the hyper-reality stuff so that he's still wearing the suit beneath it? Or does he actually have a full costume change that he does?
Oh my gosh, since we're in a reality where everyone should see the augmented reality, I'm actually liking that first option.
Yeah, people who turn off their taps, however, will see a guy in a business suit rocking out at the concerts there on the stage. They won't get
but those are the weirdos.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you not have your tap on?
So, yeah, I'm actually up for that. I love that idea. The only probably thing I will say my character does is put on, like, a mask or something for performances in case that one weirdo shows up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I like that idea.
Yes, the man who goes on stage wearing a mask and the man who comes off the stage and takes the mask off but is wearing exactly the same clothes. The weirdo won't at all figure out that they are the same person.
Actually, I think we took care of that one weirdo.
Excellent. I like it. My bouncers are now not there to just make sure I don't get shot. They're just there to be like, do you not have a tap? No, his identity must be a secret. Yank off. Perfect. Anyway, I love that digital transformation because that way I can make it as silly as all hell.
That will be fun. All right. Well, it's getting a bit late. Or early. You all have to go out and get home. So, unfortunately, the bar is going to close up now, and it's going to kick you all out. Oh, time to go home, gentlemen and ladies. This is no accent at all. It's just... I'm sorry. Seems to not be working here. Hold on.
Take a plot point.
Yes. Don't you have hope or something?
Well, it's been a nice night, guys.
I throw down some money for the bar tab. Finish off my drink.
So you're all going to leave at the same time because plot dictates it, I'm afraid. Have a well.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll figure out supporting each other, probably.
All right. Everybody roll.
We should real alcohol here.
Everybody roll a non-explode. Well, everybody roll a
D8. A single
D8. All right.
A single D8.
With no wild
dice. I don't know if I can do that.
No wild dice. No, just, well.
2.
Oh. Okay, hang on.
It was one of the dice that Richard supplied in your character sheet.
Yeah, but it doesn't... They're not working for me.
Yay! I'm amazing.
No, it's not. It's not you. It's that the... They're wide. It's wider than the...
screen that you've got set up.
Yeah. And you can't resize it any further.
You could rename your character so that it just says... Bella.
B.
And then it would get all B. Yeah, and then it would get rid of that. And Eldon, what did you roll?
I apologize. What did you say you wanted me to roll?
A D8. Just a D8.
Give me 1 second to get back to my web app, and I will happily do that for you. Must navigate technology.
You're the hacker.
Well, the hacker usually doesn't have a touch phone when its fingers are too big for it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So don't show.
We want high or low?
It's a luck roll, essentially. Hey, something's going to happen to somebody.
1d8, right?
1d8, yes.
Okay. Come on.
The excitement.
We can roll for you quite easily.
Okay. Rolling. Oh my god, I actually got an 8.
Well, lucky. It's not you. Grog.
Hello. Hello. I make my number look like an 8.
Illusions don't work on the GM, I'm afraid. So you're too busy staring at one of the giant hyper reality ads, which are just plastered up somewhere.
I can do better.
Probably can. When suddenly you trip and fall over, falling face down in wet, sticky, coppery type substance, seems to be covering the ground. And when you look up, you see you've tripped over a body. Now you are covered in the blood of probably that body. Although, it is... maybe it's somebody else's blood. You can't quite tell yet. But, yeah.
Hey, someone left a body here. What do we pay our street cleaners for?
Take a look. Recently dead, or been dead for a bit?
Recently dead. The blood still seems to be slowly leaking out of the person.
Bullet holes or slash wounds?
Single bullet hole to the head.
I get the hell off the street. Pookie dies behind some
human,
trash cans.
2.0, Android, hybrid, blah, 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 blah.
It looks like an ordinary human. It's a middle-aged, well-dressed woman. She seems a little bit out of place for this area. So, I mean, we're talking very well-dressed, not just well-dressed.
They're going to blame the hybrid, aren't they? Yep. This is one with all the blood on this guy.
Can I roll perception to try to see if maybe someone's running away or there's a clue in the background?
From the trash cans, I am scanning the streets to see if there is someone with a gun pointed this direction.
All right, well, you two can give me notice rolls then, and that would be notice visual.
Okay. Let's see, I've got notice body language, so I'm at -2?
Yes, if you've only got... if you don't have visual yet.
Gotcha.
I think you put in my character sheet just, I think I have specialization for it. Am I right with that?
I'll open up your character sheet just to double check. Yes, you have D8 notice with visual as a specialization.
I see nothing. No one looks like they might have a gun hidden on them by their particular body language. No.
Everybody's got a gun hidden on them somewhere. But you don't see any sort of pointed in this direction or waving around to try and shoot you.
All right. What does a 9 get me?
Wow. Success and a raise, eh? You are absolutely certain that there is nobody around here who is looking to, who has either just fired a gun or is looking to fire a gun or looks as though they might want to fire a gun in your direction just because they...
Okay.
There's nobody around like that right now. There's just...
And just to make sure, specializations give a +2 to the roll, right?
No. Specialization, no. If you don't have the specialization, you have a -2 to the roll.
Oh, never mind. I just got a flat 7.
Well, then you're reasonably sure of all of the things that I said before.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give it to you anyway with that. You do ever see that there is a camera over the road sort of pointed in this direction.
Awesome. Well, let the others do stuff they want to do first, because I'm just going to try hacking.
All right. Dead body on the blood. Covered in blood.
Right. Do we know? We don't know. He hasn't mentioned the camera to us.
I call the police.
That's what good citizens.
Yeah, pretty much what I was thinking. But I was thinking of doing an anonymous tip. Not a... Are you going to blame me? Actually, they're going to blame me.
Yeah, I guess call the police.
I'm going to give you the pessimism hindrance next time. Oh.
Richard wasn't expecting that.
9.11. What's the nature of your emergency?
I move my cell phone camera over to the body.
Yeah, but the location that you're seeing on your GPS right now, there seems to be a body outside of, look over the bar. Some bar?
Irish pub.
The lights have gone out, you know, so you can't read the words anymore. So there's graffiti over its virtual presence.
Do you actually have a cell phone? Or do you, I mean, taps are all access.
Yeah.
Contact. So you've got a cell phone as well. Okay. Yep. Wow.
Do we actually, because of taps, do we hear him taking this phone call, or is this just all in his mind?
Well, no, he's using a cell phone.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So you can hear his side of the conversation. Unless he's
awesome.
Got a speakerphone
or whatever. Pass him a shout out. It's called the Tilt and Kilt.
The Tilt and Kilt. For the Irish pub.
Why not?
Well,
all right. Yep. A lot of information has been lost over the years, so it's possible that with downfall of civilization, more than people think that kilts are. Oh, well, that'd be awesome. What is Grog and Bella doing then? While the others are making phone calls and generally looking around, apart from lamenting that they're a hybrid.
I'm going to get to my feet, but otherwise not create more of a mess, which is just going to get more blood on me.
I guess if Pookie's calling the cops, then nothing. I'll just go. Is it like a street?
Yes.
Like behind a street, a regular street, then I'll just stand and wait for the cops there.
Yeah, it's just a regular street. There's an alley sort of just off of where the body is. So... could have been down the alley. But no, it's just a regular street. It's not used very often, however.
Okay, and the body is out in the middle of the street or in towards the alley a bit?
It's on the sidewalk.
Sidewalks. Any bags or anything nearby? Like, she's well-dressed. Does she look like the type that would have a briefcase or something?
You can give me a notice... Oh, it's searching role, I guess, to see what you can see on the body without actually touching or disturbing it.
Okay, now what is that searching?
Your notice skill is D8, and searching would be a specialization, which I notice you don't have, so a D8 at -2.
Okay, so that's where I rolled the wild die?
8. Yeah, always roll the wild die with your skills or attributes.
Okay, and the bonus would be -2?
It is, yes, in this case. It's not bad. Looking around her, doesn't look like there's anything... She would have been carrying anything like that. It looks like she's dressed up for... maybe not a... well, not a night on the town, but out for a nice meal or something. Out like that, so you don't think she would have been carrying any
no
any
purse
heavy
or
baggage or anything with her? I don't really need anything like that. If you're going out like that, you can just pay for everything with your tap. So a purse would be out of the ordinary. There's no sort of bruise marks on her shoulder where somebody tried to steal a purse from her while it was still attached and broke the strap, something like that.
Does it look kind of like she was, like, does it look like she maybe moved after she was shot, or that she just fell and it was totally surprised?
There's no look of surprise on her face at all. Her eyes are closed. It looks like she was standing there waiting for it to happen.
Okay.
There's no attempt to run. It doesn't look like she's... You can see the bottom of her shoes. They're all they're not scuffed or anything from where it looks like she would have been trying to get away.
Right. So she totally wasn't expecting this.
Or she was a very acceptable of fate.
Yeah.
Two questions for you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
One, I have a fake sin, which I don't see on my character sheet anywhere.
That would have been alternate identity, and I just didn't have the character points for that.
So it's right. Like nearly impossible to have a fake one these days because you've got an implant that's traceable.
You can have alternate identities, which set up. But that's and I know you're
okay.
Yeah,
check our taps anyway. I'm just thinking I want to set up a fake thing, so if they scan me, it's going to just report an innocent person, not me.
I would like to do the same
because you're covered in blood.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm just going to flip between tap on and tap off just to make sure to see if there's any difference between altered reality images or anything on the body.
Okay, the fiction doesn't actually go into this, but I assume that when somebody dies, anything that they have set up with their tap
alerts
or altered reality is not there anymore.
If someone else puts something on the body.
If somebody else puts something there on the body... No.
Yeah.
I imagine that street kids actually tag corpses and things with like the graffiti version of this. I really bet they do.
They probably do. That hasn't happened in this area, however. And turning your tap off, no. There's no difference between the two.
Okay. Just checking to make sure it wasn't something.
Well, you can see the blood better now because all the adverts are out of the way, but that's about it. And it takes about 30 seconds just to safely shut off your tap. And then 30 seconds for it to cycle back up again.
While I'm over here in the trash, any indication that the woman pitched something over here to get it out of her, get it off her person, or anything that just doesn't look like it's been recently tossed over here? Like maybe the gun's laying over here or something. I'm just scanning. I'm not touching anything because I don't want to contaminate a crime scene, but I am looking.
You're looking directly into the trash, so you don't need to roll here. There's a ring in the trash. It looks like it might come from her. It's certainly would fit. Well, it certainly fits with her outfit.
All right. I'll get a piece of trash that's laying near it to pick it up with, get a better look at it. With both pan on and off, just to see if maybe because it might be aware, it might have. Tech.
It doesn't appear to have any tech in it when you turn the tap on and off. This looks like a No, it just looks like an ordinary ring to you. Okay. Really?
Wedding ring or a ring awarded from a business, working 10-year ring or something like that, or does it more like a wedding ring?
It's not a wedding ring. It's just a jewelry ring. It's just something to be worn on there.
All right. I will lay it back in the looks pile, like, just where I found it.
Yeah, it looks pretty expensive, however, so it does match your clothes, but
go on, since there's no shots coming out, look at her. Are her hands out and splayed, or are they under her?
It looks like when she was shot, she just had them next to her body, and they've just fallen out.
Any of her rings show a mark, or any of her fingers show a mark wearing a ring?
There's space on one of her fingers for two rings. There's indents for two of them.
Where I found the ring and where the body is laying, does it look like she could have pitched them?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's in the wrong direction.
So this is the job.
Spooky, are the police coming or not?
Yeah. Sent in a notice. You should probably get out of here. I'll field the questions. It's probably best looking at all the blood on your clothing, but you're not standing around.
Bella, with your brief police training that you would have had to work in the police PR, you can see there's a giant space where it looks like somebody fell into the body.
Yeah, you probably actually want to stick around.
No. Wait, Mr. Patterson, you were over there. You were going to hack the camera, weren't you? So you can give me a hacking firewall penetration roll to see what you can see on the camera.
All right, let me just go ahead and quickly pop into that app.
Oh, let's see.
Okay, so that would be hacking at a D8.
Yep.
And I don't have to pay any penalties because I have a firewall specialization?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so D6. Not 1DQ. Oh my god, you stupid phone. There we go. Okay. Roll. Wow. Okay, I'm starting to feel like I need to give you guys a link because I'm rolling bullshit. I got an 8 on a D8. Does it explode?
It does explode, but yeah. You don't need to explode it any further. That's good enough to get in there, certainly. So you can get in and you can see all of the footage that's on there. It's still recording right now, and you can see yourself if you wave at the camera. It seems to cover this area pretty well.
Awesome. I turned back the clock to see what happened, let's say, 20 minutes ago.
Well, it rewinds in classic rewindy type fashion. So you see James fall back over the body, and you all go back into the pub. And you see, yeah, just as you're coming up to the 20-minute thing, you see another guy throwing away a ring into the trash. He's coming over there. You go back a bit further than that, and it's blank. There's nothing. You can't see anything there. There's a big cut of about 5 minutes.
I see. Is there any way I could basically note the 5-minute cut and make a clip out of all of this and save it?
You want to cut away all of the stuff which puts you at the scene, or do you, are you just copying it to your own tab?
I'm just copying basically where that's, 5 minutes should be footage and just showing nothing's there and then showing the ring being thrown in the trash, and that's about it. Just make a clip out of that.
Sure.
I'll put it to YouTube.
I mean, you're copying a blank thing, so there's nothing there for that bit, but you've got the bit of the guy throwing the ring in the trash, certainly.
Awesome.
The guy is wearing a hood so that you can't see his face at all, and it's a bright green hood.
I see. So, awesome. I save that, and how long until the police are going to get here?
Response times are a bit down in this area, but they'll be here relatively soon. You probably got
okay. Before they get there, I would like Patterson to go into the dark alleyway and transform into Wildstar.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. I mean, perhaps I should make you make a luck roll to see if they turn up while you're mid change. So you're weird coming.
No, no. I was so careful. And of course, before I do this, as I of course say,
it more of a Superman going into a telebooth change, or is it the little twirl like Wonder Woman does?
I'm going to say, since that sounds hardcore, just a black, horrible muckness of sludge covers him, and then it falls off and reveals Wildstar.
So you're doing that in hyper reality. So if somebody has their tap off, they can just see you changing clothes.
Oh, absolutely. Before I do that,
he puts a mask on. That's all he does.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yes. In reality, he's just putting a mask on. But in augmented reality, it looks amazing with fireworks.
That's awesome. Huh. Looks like Wildstar's coming out of the alley over there now. You have no idea where he came from.
Hey, Mr. Patterson called and said you could use some help. Oh, well, that's gruesome.
Dude, I just shake my head. It's like, yeah, the ring's over here. I just laid it back exactly where I found it. Nothing special about it. I'm going to snap some photos of it with my... can I do that? I assume my phone can do that.
It's the future. Yes. You can take pictures with everything. Yes. I mean, you can take pictures with your mind as well, really.
Yeah.
With your tap, just record. Memories aren't usually stored on tap.
Mm-hmm.
They're in your brain, but you can say, hey, I want to record this area. So,
okay. Eh. Well, yeah. So, you know, I get a good image of it 3D, all directions, inside, outside, band, everything, and then lay it right back down. I haven't touched it with my fingers. You know, like I said, I use a little piece of trash to pick it up and look at it and lay it right down where I found it.
Unfortunately, the camera across the way has recorded you doing all of this. So,
yeah. It recorded me doing it without touching it. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good as well.
I am a licensed investigator, damn it.
Whilst I mean, Patterson went into a dark alleyway before the transformation, so did the camera get him?
No. You can't see that.
Okay, good.
Your secret.
Secret stays secret.
So we do have evidence of someone leaving the scene. Excellent.
You have evidence. You see... let me retcon the camera footage a bit there. You see him struggling to take the rings off the finger, first of all, and then dumping one in the trash as he leaves.
We have evidence of Patterson leaving the scene after.
You have evidence of Patterson leaving the scene. Yeah, the cameras aren't picking up the hyper reality. So Patterson goes into the alley, and then Patterson comes out with a mask on. That's what's going to be seen.
I see. Yep. Anyway, so as he pops out the other way, and Mr. Patterson sent me this. Yak that camera. Here's a clip of what happened.
Is that he puts
into the digital Dropbox for you all to download with your mind?
Is the woman lying face up or face down?
She's fallen backwards, so she's face up.
Okay, so while I'm waiting for the cops, gonna try to run any facial recognition software and see if I can find, you know, match to anything known in any the databases.
Yeah, I've got the Global Data Net for investigation as my primary.
Yeah, yes. Same here.
Global Data Net, having that as your primary for investigation means you know how to Google.
Yeah,
Google.
It means you can, well. You can Google.
Yeah, but Facebook has got everything tagged these days, so just match it up to a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, you can actually already do that. You can take a face and find all instances of that face
Facebook
picture on the internet.
Facebook was destroyed in the horrible social media wars of 2050.
Twitter won.
Okay,
I do have a Newslink subscription. Could I check that to see if this is
I was going to say
here. I'm just trying to find some information.
She's not on your bounty board, Bella, so she's not a wanted criminal. Her face doesn't match up with any of that stuff.
Yeah, just given her clothes, you said they were pretty.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether she would be on that.
Richard.
Yes.
Well, when you get around to me.
Okay. Right. I'm going to say no. At this point, she's not data net like that. She's if she is, she's put all those settings to private so that nobody can. No, actually, change that. There's a photograph of a much younger girl. I mean, we're talking 10, 15 years ago, which could be her. She's the daughter of a CEO of Emergent Tech, is the name of the company. And the headline is daughter inherits everything as... parents die in horrible combine tractor harvest.
Wow. actually, Wildstar, can you scan her to see if she's got any active electronics? She may have a hard storage device implanted.
That is a great question. Metagame, of course, I'm saying this. GM, can I do that?
If she's got a... If she's really trying to hide something on her, then no. There is stuff which you can get, which is no wireless access, which you can just have implanted under your skin, sort of thing. So you could not scan for that because you don't know that it's there, and it won't pick up any feed out of it because there's nothing going on. If you were to poke and prod all of her body to try and see if the tiny little chip is there, you could do that to find something like that. And cyberware is not connected to the tap. So if you turn your tap off, you still have access to any sort of cyberware that you have there. Mm-hmm. It might be a very basic feed saying, hey, your cyber arm is on. But that's about all you could get if you were to do that.
You have not polished me in 5 days.
Something like that, yeah. And as I've said, it doesn't actually say in the fiction, but I'm assuming that when somebody gets shot in the head or dies at all, that their tap stops functioning. And that it requires specialist sort of forensic type tools to turn the tap back on and get any information out of it. So,
okay, excellent. You can't back in character to respond to a question then.
No, man. I can't access that type of stuff unless we opened up her body where to find chips or something. That's just gruesome.
It's all right. Don't get overly excited, my friend. We're not going that route.
I look at my notes.
Hey, I'm always excited. There's nothing
to do with
wanting
to do this, though. You know, engaging in necrophilia. It's like, question mark.
But speaking along those lines...
Yes, Grog.
As I is psionic, is there any kind of residual brain impression I can pick up off it?
That is an interesting question I had not considered.
That's what we're here, to screw up every single GM plan. Right. Feel free to say no, because it's just, you know, what the hell.
Give me a notice roll. I guess this would be body language.
Not a sonic? A sonic roll?
I'm using the notice skill here as your reach into the mind to see.
Woohoo! Behold my D4. Is it body language, you said?
Ignore that because you've got the psionics. So you've got.
Okay. And well, I'll just roll this.
So just roll it.
Yeah. Nope, she's dead.
Nope, looks like it's a bit too faint for you to pick up on anything.
What the hell? We can only spend them. I'm going to spend a chip for what the hell. Woo. That's what I'm going to do. Spend a chip for what the hell. Go, go, D4, rubbish.
Double ones. Yes. And
I didn't have a mind.
I should say, I'm probably going to forget to give out chips. So if somebody says, hey, that was worth a chip, then I'll go, somebody take a chip for that. So remind me when you get stuff to do exciting things or whatever. You know what I'm saying.
I like to say that I think I deserve all the chips.
You can have an Elden.
An Elden point? Oh, goody. We'll save that for another day.
Awesome. All right, yeah, so no, you can't really pick up anything from her mind here.
Oh, well, give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, there's sirens and noise coming from down the street now as the police appear to be pulling up. There's a cop, and they've got a hover drone with them to scan the scene and pick up and record all the evidence they get here. And you all know from having worked in this place before, in this city, that cops have judicial AI bots, or judge bots, which they can just call up on their taps to say, hey, is this person worth convicting? And they'll go, yeah, you've done all the correct procedures. So they don't need to take you in down to a court in order to determine all that sort of stuff. They can just make a judge.
They can just summarily execute you right here.
Judge, jury, and almost execution. Well, some crimes do carry the death penalty. So, yeah.
I'm in a bad mood. You just got death penalty'd.
So, which one of you called this in? Says Copman.
I right here. I peer back over the garbage cans.
Huh. Shot in the head at range. I thought he might have still been around. I brushed the banana peel off my shoulder. I produce ID, because cops always like to see IDs.
Yeah, taking a look around the group. He nods at Bella. It might be somebody that you've seen once in one of the precincts that you worked at.
Okay, I nod back. Hi, we didn't touch anything, just called it in.
He stares at the hybrid covered in blood.
Yeah, he tripped. We were having a little bit of a late night at Flanagan's over there, and we came out after last call and tripped over.
By the way, Richard, I'm basing this whole hatred of hybrids on what I inferred from your day 3 speech. So I could be completely off.
There is some animosity towards them, but it's not outright hatred all the time. If you were in the North American Coalition, they hate psychics, they hate hybrids, they have witch burners. They are a more puritanic sort of thing. So yeah. But no, you're just treated with sort of disdain rather than outright hatred towards them. Mm-hmm. So you didn't touch anything? Says the cop to Bella, because she's awesome.
No, I know the procedure. Call it in, wait for the professionals to arrive.
As a matter of fact, officer, if you look over here, didn't find an item. looks like a ring of some sort. I point in the trash can that I found it in.
An old step back for a moment. The whole what with him suddenly arms up and points guns in your general direction. And he leans over to look in, sees what's in there, and then comes back out, and the hoverbot goes back to its usual scanning sort of thing and drops the armaments. We had a few people in this area who have just attacked cops when they've told them, hey, look at this thing over here. But I see you're all good citizens.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
By the way, officer, that camera over there has some pretty loose Wi-Fi. I was able to make a clip of what happened to this woman. If you don't mind me sending this file to you.
You're saying you hacked a camera and took footage out of it?
I'd like to state for the record, officer, that I just met this man at the bar this evening.
I'm security. Huh. Well, I'm going to want to see you, Mr.
Wildstar.
Wildstar, is it? Okay. I want to see you, Mr. Wildstar, tomorrow to go over the misdemeanors that you have just committed. But, I mean, you reported this in, so you'll probably just get my finger waved at you. What about you, hybrid guy who's all sort of big? What did you see, apart from not seeing the body?
That's all I got. I've just, as you see here, I fell over the body and just decided to stay where I was and not spread this around further. That's all I've been doing.
Just good thinking. Here. Okay. Yeah, good thinking. we're going to want you all to come back to the station tomorrow to sign statements to this effect of what you've seen here. And you didn't catch your name there, hybrid.
Grog.
Well, I want you to come in and dump up all your clothes now, because forensic evidence, I'm afraid.
So, do I lose my armor, Richard?
No, we're not gonna. They can get it cleaned up, scanned in, and then given back to you.
Okay.
In a short period of time.
All right then.
It'd be a dick thing for me to do. Hey, somebody spilled coke on you, so you're going to take it to the dry cleaners and get shot by people while it's dry cleaning.
No, Logan would.
He would. Well, aside from those things, I guess you're all free to go about your business. I want you to come down to the precinct tomorrow, and if you don't come down to the precinct tomorrow, warrants will be issued for your arrest.
Of course, sir. I assure you.
By the way, officer, I only have a certain amount of memory space for all the media files I keep around. Do you want the clip or not?
No, we'll get our unedited copies off of the camera. Thank you, sir. We have a thing called due process.
Sir, just try to help.
Excellent. You'll get the virus in your implanted.
Sorry, sir, I didn't catch that. Were you suggesting that this man is trying to...
No, he's suggesting that I live a promiscuous lifestyle, so clearly everything electronic involving my persona will have viruses. He's just asking of all the poutine I get.
Yeah.
I point to Poutine.
He can verify that this guy's rather promiscuous.
The guy who claimed to have only met him this evening?
And also has been investigating him for the child thing.
But he can't prove anything.
I wave to the officer. It's like, ignore him. And give them the... He's a little mental with the universal signal of crazy person.
I am not crazy.
Too much hyper-reality. You think he's got stuck in some sort of game and just believes this isn't reality anymore?
Hey, just because it happened once does not mean it'll happen again.
That could be the case. We just...
By the way, for anyone watching this, if it goes on public record, for $5.99, you can join the best MMORPG ever, sponsored by WildStar.
Right.
Shows many people quitting their accounts.
For the cameras that are obviously here, because this is some sort of candid camera sort of thing. Clearly it must be.
Yeah.
The cop is he looks a bit... Yeah. He shakes his head sadly.
Bright and early, officer. Be there. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I call my lawyer.
Wildstar will duck behind the dark alleyway, transform back into Mr. Patterson, and say, I hear you need a lawyer.
No. I want a good one.
Hey, I am a wonderful lawyer. Have you seen Wildstar? I'm the one who keeps him out of trouble. By the way, where is he?
Mr. Patterson, while you're in the alley, give me a notice roll. Visual.
Visual. Okay. So how am I doing, GM, at playing up this delusional thing? I think I'm doing great.
Yes, I think
and that's the delusion.
Yeah. Works out well. Yes, go on. Have a chip for playing up your hindrance there.
Excellent. I wasn't requesting a chip.
I know, but it's
giving me delusional. Oh, wow. I actually exploded on my wild die. Woohoo! Okay, should I give you guys the password? Because I'm getting extremely lucky, and I feel like you're going to call me a cheater soon.
Feel free to if you want to do so. I doubt I'm going to be looking at your roles, but yeah, if you want to.
1 second. There we go. So how does a 16 treat me?
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, after that.
Jeez. You can tell that usually this alley is inhabited by a hobo who lives in that cardboard box over there, which he uses as his summer home, and that one over there, which he uses as his winter. And,
is there someone here today?
There's nobody in the alley right now. You can see that there's a There's a muddy footprint leading away from the further into the alley and out the back, as if somebody has run out of there in a hurry. But it's pretty shabby shoes, so it's probably the hobo running away.
I see. Then when I get back, because I still want to have that joke scene, can I have Mr. Patterson say, well, I was in the alleyway, by the way. That hobo that usually lives there wasn't there, and I saw a bunch of mud footprints. Looks like somebody's running away. You guys want to investigate?
There might be some money in it.
I look at the cop who's still standing there.
All right, well, I'm afraid Mr. Grog here has to come with me back to the station to handle all his clothes, but you guys are free to go, so split the party!
Yeah. Well, is there anything keeping us from coming downtown with you now and giving our statements instead of the morning?
Yeah, paperwork.
Yeah, right. 2065, and we still can't get away from paperwork.
Well, it's not actual paper anymore, but
yeah,
it's data entry, which is worse.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
you want us there?
Early in the morning. So, well, say 10.
10? That's kind of late. Any possibility of getting being able to get us in there a little earlier? Some of us do have day jobs.
All right.
Look around, do we?
I said working for Wildstar is a full-time job.
All right. If you can get all of you in at 8 o'clock, then that'll be good.
I suppose I can get Wildstar to wake up and be there.
Yeah.
The cop takes Bella aside for a moment and says, is his testimony going to be worth anything?
His
delirium.
Because he's kind of nosy. And he likes to investigate things, so he will give you a fairly accurate assessment of what he saw with some speculation on the side, but he's usually pretty good about letting people know when he's speculating.
So he's some sort of savant.
Idiot savant? Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, sure. Good to see you, Bella. Thank you for calling the police, Mr.
Chang.
Mr. Chang.
I will beep him over my official calling card.
Here you are. I will see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Wildstar. In the morning.
I will be sure to have Wildstar there.
Shakes his head sadly. And conveniently at that time, another couple of cops come up to take over the scene. And he takes Grog back to the police station.
Yay, free ride and free laundry.
They'll work you over a little bit. Just because.
Way to look on the good side. I mean, yeah.
The question is, are they going to mix your whites?
I said no starch! No starch!
Just think of all the donuts and coffee I get to have.
In the future, they actually realize heart disease, so it'll probably be celery.
All the celery. Cured heart disease. They've got artificial hearts.
Oh, never mind. You'll have bacon.
You can eat everything.
You'll have bacon soda. Right out of the vending machine.
Deep fried bacon soda.
Yes.
All right, so does anybody want to do anything before 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I want to check out. I want to go, unless they've already blocked it off, I want to see where, the alleyway. They mentioned footprints going out.
The cop is
already
taking everything. No, the cop is taking what Wildstar says with a pinch of salt. So oh,
nice. Yep.
They haven't blocked off that area yet.
All right. Well, heading home this way through the alley.
I think Mr. Patterson is going to hail a cab and go to Wildstar's big show tonight. Because he's a manager and he needs to be there, right? Right.
Okay, yeah.
You shouldn't have a show this late. Really, Wildstar?
It's a show of the laundromat. Wildstar's got to do his laundry. It's always a show, no matter where Wildstar is. It's a show.
Well, actually, we're in building tonight, so they get it at 12. But I'm on story. Want tickets?
Sure.
Guys, don't want to. I pointed the footprints. Don't want to look. See
oh, no. I want to see where the footprints lead. Yeah, but I also want Wildstar tickets.
I smell a payday. Come on.
Come on. Let's take a look at these footprints. We got enough time before
all right,
the show.
Fine. I'll take a look before we have to go.
All right. So you're going to go into the alley and look at the footprints.
Look for more cameras, too.
Oh, everybody you can give me, except you, Jameis, in the cab, unfortunately. You can give me notice searching rolls to search the area.
There's nothing to see in the back of the police cab? Oh.
You can see spots of blood where previous innocent people have been. There's a truncheon-shaped indent on the wall.
Go nine.
Hang on. It didn't work great. Nothing!
Ooh, flat and neutral. That's pretty impressive.
Actually, in this game, not really given all the penalties.
Yeah.
I got a question. For the doing the extra skill things. Mm-hmm. So investigator gives me an extra +2 to investigation and streetwise. Is that +2 to a specific investigation and streetwise?
No, it's to the general role.
Okay, so then my so investigation far as and streetwise are just then are no negatives if I don't have the specialty.
If you don't have the specialty.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that works.
And Evelyn?
We're doing streetwise, right?
Notice,
okay.
Notice searching.
Notice search. All right. Let's go ahead and type that in. Okay. Let's roll. Okay. I'm going to probably provide you guys the link because I'm having the savage worlds of why am I getting so many exploding sixes? I never do this well in anything.
Just say the password then, man, if you want us to look. And admire sure. Your amazing rolls.
8.
The password is 8?
Oh, no, I meant my total.
Right. Okay. So you don't,
I'm just going to make it SSM.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
Actually, reset the room. God damn it.
Yep.
All right. So, Bella, you find a horrible smell in the box. There's nothing really around for you to find there. Wildstar and Pookie, you're looking around, and there's a small collection of what looks to be the detritus from the where the hobo lives. It looks like his personal treasure collection. If you want to call it that, and there's a card in there, an actual card for James's soup kitchen. James was Chris's character.
So yeah, the hobo fled. Probably saw something. He wouldn't leave his stuff behind. Let's check out the soup kitchen.
I guess I got a show, man.
Are we able?
I mean, Wildstar's got to do a show.
Are we able to track the trail, or does it kind of just end right?
That peters out after it hits the street, really.
Yeah.
Well, we've been to the soup kitchen before.
Yeah, it's three, 4 blocks away. There's not a lot of town between the good part and the bad part. Yep.
Look around at his items just so that we can identify the correct hobo, pick out something that looks a little like it would be a memento or something. You know, not something common, something a little stands out a bit.
Most of his items are nature-y in...
in nature.
In appearance. Yeah, nature. There's like birds. He's got a little don't want to say talisman, but that's not it. But a pin that you can put on there that's sort of a bird. And,
that'll do. I'll snag
and
that.
There's other bits and pieces that are nature.
I'll snag that. The guy will notice.
Okay. Bert steals the hobo's gear.
Right. Yeah.
No, just a piece so that I can identify the hobo. I don't know what the hobo looks like, but he'll know what his stuff looks like.
Yep, he steals the hobo gear.
Fine!
Yeah, wow.
Pookie looks longingly at the hobo shelter, knowing that if he doesn't get some money soon, this is where he's going to be living.
You remember what I said at the beginning, that I thought that being shivved by a hobo with a monofilament shiv was an equally valid death, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just want to say, I take one item just to identify the guy with. That's it. I go to the soup kitchen.
Okay, so Pookie rolls the hobos. Well, knocks over his palatial load.
I do not!
These are how characters are made.
Pookie. Wow, really?
I go for my gun. Right, whatever. Go to the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
Is everybody going to the soup kitchen apart from Grog?
Yeah. Yeah. Soup kitchen time.
Yep, I guess so. Wait, how long before my show that I keep saying is happening? Damn it, I want a real performance.
Given that no one knows about your show, it may be happening in your mind, in which case it happens whenever you're ready.
Conveniently, the show's at the soup kitchen, giving on a hobo performance.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That is the type of clientele WildStar does occasionally.
Yep. Yes. A hobo hollow performance.
You're following Captain Hammer right after his announcement. So,
nope, I follow no one.
All right, well, it's going to take you a few minutes to get over to the soup kitchen, and we'll cut over to Grog for a moment, just to see what's going on there.
Yes, he's being beaten in a jail cell.
No, you're actually being treated reasonably well. I mean, they're not throwing stuff on you, they're not beating you, they've given you a place to... sit. Admittedly, it's out in the reception area sort of thing. I mean, there's somebody watching you to make sure you don't do a runner while just wearing your skivvies, but...
Okay, I am just for the hell of it, and what the hell, and it can only throw me in trouble and get me into severe consequences, and, you know, that's what happens when you play games like this. I'm going to appear to have a deck of cards. I mean, just sort of play cards.
Do you want to magic up a hat as well and throw cards into a hat?
Yeah, sure.
Amazingly, because they're illusionary things that you use, you get every single one into the hat every time.
Well, no, actually, probably more accurately, some of them go and some of them don't. It's hard to tell.
Really?
Even with magic, man. Come on, you've got to make it look real.
He's got an algorithm that misses every X number. And
Well, actually, what's really amazing is that I throw the card off to the left and it just sort of does this big, huge spinning arc and turns around and ends up in the hat again.
A couple of the other people who are sitting down there are staring at you. How are you doing that, man? That's amazing. God. Must be augmented.
Some on the wrist.
You replaced your wrist? Wow. I don't know why we're doing that sort of tech now. Wow. You get that? Yeah. So while you're waiting there in the area, a well-dressed man comes into the police station. He's in a business suit. He's actually got a briefcase. It looks like he's just come from work, and the briefcase is probably more a status symbol than an actual thing with stuff in it, because you don't really need to be carrying stuff like that anymore. So that pegs him out as different from everybody else. And you overhear him saying, I've been told to come down to the station. I got a ping on my tap telling me something to do with my wife. What's your name? And his name is Mr. Pemberton. And on the briefcase, you can see the words Emergent Tech written on there, as if he works for them.
I'm sure it's entirely coincidental.
Yep, nothing to do with this at all. But then he's shuttled off to an interview room off to the side, where you can't hear anything more from him, unfortunately. So, we cut back to the soup kitchen at this point.
Yeah, that was... just how ridiculous would it be if I tried to create a hollow image of my, a sonic image of myself, so I could go and listen at the door while everyone just suddenly sees the image?
You could certainly try that. If there are cameras up in the precinct, which there are, obviously, they won't be fooled because it's only...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say meat brains, because you can also fool androids as well, because they have a brain-like capacity. But, yeah, cameras and stuff, you can fool. But you're welcome to try if you want.
That's tempting.
And now the truncheons come out.
Yeah. But no, we'll leave it for now. Cut back to the others.
All right. So you're coming up to... James's Soup Kitchen, and for convenience, it is called James's Soup Kitchen. And as I said, James is the character that Chris played. Right.
So we know James?
Yep. All right. Went on a run with him. He just wasn't able to get away from his job this evening because, you know, work, whatever.
Well, let's go talk to him. See if we can locate the bum that lives in that particular alley.
James is short of stature. He's a simulacrum who's been made in the image of a classic dwarf from fantasy. He's got the big bushy beard and the hair everywhere, and he's pretty muscly all over.
Ever since that fourth remake of the Tolkien's came out, this has just been the new fad, I swear.
However, he doesn't have the accent that would be associated with it. He's... So, huzzah for me not having to do the accent.
Yes, a strange also, British accent for some reason.
And it's also pretty incongruous with how it looks. So, yeah.
We're looking for a particular one of your clients. Calls us home the alley of blah, blah. Something went down there tonight. We, left his stuff behind. We thought he might have seen something that might be, you know, lucrative.
So you're not here to help?
Oh, I didn't put an apron on.
Yeah, put an apron.
Ah, actually, this is a smart way to do it. I put an apron on, and I put the pen on the apron.
Ooh, clever.
Very clever.
Nice.
Yeah,
so wait, you're going to go be...
I'll wait to see who shivs me first. It's him!
You're using the wrong soup spoon to ladle it out. James shivs you. Yes, so take a chip for that, for thinking that's a clever idea. Is Bella also putting on an apron to serve in the kitchen, or is she gonna?
Yep.
Okay, and what's Wildstar doing?
Well, Wildstar is doing his performance that he said he would.
Oh, no.
By the way,
food in the show.
I want my damn food. Patterson will have gone into the bathroom and transformed before you guys did this talk.
The trouble that he's with.
Plot points if you sing it.
Yes.
No, because I have no idea what lyrics to even do.
Oh, maybe he's more performance art and just screams into the microphone.
No, I'm a little more classier than that.
Coughs into the microphone.
All right. Well,
I assume my Brody / other band members are there, so Wildstar will hop on stage and join them.
If you had a look at your occupation, you've got D6 hangers-on. You will do minor tasks for you. So,
building.
I didn't know what you said there, Eldon, sorry.
I said, I assume the band is ready on stage, so Wildstar will hop up.
I thought you said something else. Afterwards. Yeah, okay. Well, you can give me a performance roll, and Bella, you were also in the kitchen doing that, so you and Pookie can...
Not hear him? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, neither of you took cyber ears and can't turn them off. So you'll be forced to hear Wildstar's amazing lyrics rocking out.
Hey, Dice. Don't hate me, please.
No, hit him. Hit him.
All right, a 9. What does a 9 get me?
You perform pretty well. It looks like the people of this area, however, don't appreciate your music. And a lot of people, even though they were in the middle of eating, sort of get up, set their plates, and go outside for it. But there are some people who are just not leaving here. Either, I don't know, either they like your music or
they're that hungry.
They can't hear you, or perhaps they're desperate to be inside because it's cold outside, whatever.
After we are, of course, our several songs, Wildstar will suddenly end the song on a big note and say, "Thank you for listening. You've been a great crowd. T-shirts are for free, available at the front. This is Wildstar does charity. Yeah!" Anyway, you guys go back to the soup kitchen. That will be the final event.
I'll set out a box of the rotten tomatoes for people to throw at Wildstar.
I will grab a Wildstar t-shirt, though.
You grab a Wildstar t-shirt at every opportunity. Are you building up some sort of collection?
Yes.
The roadie who does the t-shirts is just going to stare at her because... Really, these were for literally the homeless, and you're trying to get a free shirt.
She's one payday away from homelessness every month.
No, I'm not. They are literally for the homeless. This is literally free publicity, because I'll be working in the homeless shelter, and I'll be wearing it. Oh, by the way, Wildstar, are these t-shirts white or black?
Soul.
Wait, I couldn't hear you.
Black like his soul, of course.
Black like soul. Okay, so I'll take out a silver marker, grab the t-shirt, ask Mr. Wildstar, can you please autograph this?
Oh, you're asking an autograph? I'm saying this was just happening during the show, so probably be no.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to offer it to some of my colleagues as sort of a raffle. People that show up to work here win a chance to get a free autographed t-shirt. How cool would that be?
The roadie will say, "Yeah, sure, fine, whatever. I'll get him the sign when he's done."
Thank you.
All right. Well, while you're having all of that amazing musical contribution there...
Yes, absolutely. People who are doing the plot, continue.
Well, no, you've made it easier because, people turn up at the door, they hear the Wildstar concert, and then they turn around and leave again. But some of them dedicated come in and line up to try and... get some food and then take a seat somewhere. So the two of you who are serving behind the counter, you can give me notice. Wow, this is a lot of notice rules. Let's do notice body language.
Ah, I do that one. Well.
Okay. Not so, so well today, additional, apparently. Is this an additional bonus to notice body language, or is it just
no,
the notice
roll? It's a notice roll at no negatives.
Okay.
I didn't see your roll either.
Yeah, it didn't come through. Okay, I'll try it again.
By the way, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Does my peak ability let me listen in on other people's thoughts? Like people who are in being interrogated next door?
No, you would need a actual spell for that, for telepathy to listen in on somebody like that.
Wow.
16.
Wow. Jeez.
Bert notices a few things.
Maybe it's because the guy flies over the counter with a shiv trying to get back his pin. It's hard to not notice that.
No, but he does. One of the guys who's coming up, and Bella notices this as well. He does stiffen when he sees the pin that he's wearing, as if he recognizes it.
All right. Seeing the body language and all, I heap the food on his tray a little bit more than regular, and I take the pin off, and I come around the counter and say, "Can we talk?" What's a decent bottle of wine go for in this this neighborhood? You know, I'll sweeten the pot a little and roll off the bill.
Well, a decent bottle of wine goes for about 800 creds, but this area you're probably talking 40.
A decent bottle of meth would go for.
Yeah, you can buy cheap alcohol for 5 cred.
All right, well, I'll roll out a 20 cred and say, look, I'd just like to have a minute of your time.
Do you want me to do a persuasion roll?
I'll do a persuasion fast talk as I'm like, hey, you know, there's a little bit of money in for you. I just want a couple of minutes of your time. This is yours, isn't it? all right, so.
Yeah, my stuff.
Let's see. Fast talk. That's really bizarre. Okay, so it won't roll unless I put something in the bonus.
You should just be able to press enter, and it should just...
It won't. It won't do it.
I
have to put something in it for it to do it. So, yep. 7.
I got your D8 before, which was a 4. I mean, I'm just saying that came through. Do you not see that one? Because the 16 was your notice roll, and then I've got another D8 with a D6, which is a 4.
Oh, okay, no, it did. So apparently it was just slower. Delayed. Yeah, right. You can take the 4, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just showing.
If it's not enough, I've got some chips. I'll throw a chip in there to make that better.
Will you make the call before I make a roll?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So since I already, well, you want to do that? I'll pay the chip and I'll take the 7 that rolled next.
Sure.
Do it. Yeah, right. I'll do it that way. Yeah, I'll take that 7.
All right.
Does it look okay? Does it look like Pookie's getting anywhere talking to this guy?
About to find out as I am going to roll a die.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. This guy has been down on the streets a long time. He's not particularly resistant, but he doesn't really want to talk to you. Give me my stuff back. Give me the cash up front. We're going to talk over in that corner.
All right. Yeah, I do that. And give him his pen back. Give him the cash.
Unfortunately for you, it's the corner closest to Wildstar, so that the music is blaring, gosh, so nobody can overhear.
Okay. Yeah, well.
But yeah.
I'll bill him for the headache later. Seeking damages.
Is there any way on Skype to just limit the sound of someone's voice? I'm thinking it'd be a great idea if someone could just turn me down a lot and I sing something in the background.
Oh, right. No, you can't do that on Skype.
You can sing far away from the microphone so it barely picks you off. That's what you can do. So, yeah, I sit down with him and give him his pen back, you know, give him some cash and say, look, looks like your DOS was in such and such alley. Some poor lady got gunned down not too long, a few hours ago. I figure, guy, like, you know, you wouldn't leave your gear behind like that. You must have seen something. I ain't a cop. I ain't going to get you in any trouble. But, you know, that poor lady,
Poor lady deserves a little bit of justice, and you know how the police are.
He eyeballs you. He looks at the 20 cred in his hand that you've given him. Looks at the food that you've given him as well. You don't touch my stuff anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. I just took it. I just took it so I could find you, and it worked, didn't it? Found you. And you got it back now, safe and sound. A little bit extra to keep you warm tonight. So how about it? Help out that poor girl. What'd you see?
I hide my stuff better. Yeah. I saw war. You gotta give me something else. I can't.
I'll roll off a few more bills. Give him like another 80, so a total of 100 creds. This is why Pookie lives below his lifestyle, because, you know, cash talks.
He gives that out to those in need. Yeah.
Bella usually lives below her lifestyle as well. Not significantly below her lifestyle, but below her lifestyle.
This, you don't tell anyone. This doesn't go any further. I never saw you. We come to this again. If you tell anybody that I've been talking to you, I'll track you down and I'll shiv you. He takes out a stick. It's just
sharp stick.
It's just a twig, basically. Waves it menacingly under your nose.
I act a menace to say, "Oh, easy there, partner. No need to shiv me yet. I ain't going to say a thing. I just want to help the girl out."
All right. Okay. Yeah. I saw it go down. It was. Oh. This is a problem with his call. Elden dropped. Right. Okay. Oh.
So like, did he just get poisoned by the chef's food?
Wildstar rocks out on stage so much. All right, okay. So
you blew out the microphone. You can't hear him anymore.
All right, so yeah, so I saw it. I saw it go down.
What'd you see?
Yeah, so I saw these. I saw them meet up. They came from opposite directions. The girl, the woman in the dress, and the stuff, she looked, yeah, I couldn't, she was just walking along to meet up with the guy. They met up and they embraced. They obviously knew one another.
Kind of embrace, kind of a nice to see you, long time no meet, or I'm going to get me some nookie kind of embrace.
I ain't no student.
Pookie is all class.
We noticed.
I ain't no student of human nature. But I'd say these people knew one another, and yeah, they probably knew one another intimately, as there was a long... They didn't say anything. They just met up, and they hugged together and held onto one another as if their life depended on it. Then the woman stood where she was, and the guy backed off and then shot her in the forehead.
Wow.
And then he came over, he seemed to fiddle around with her hands for a short while, and then just left.
What did the guy look like? I mean, the girl was classy, dressed real well. What was the guy dressed?
Well, he weren't dressed like me, and he weren't dressed like her, and he wasn't dressed like you, but he was kind of your sort of level. Just casual clothes, which had some wear in them, but not...
Right. Good. Okay.
And he had a big green hood on, mm-hmm. So I couldn't see his face at all.
Couldn't see his face at all. Did he move like a young man? Did he move like an old man? You know, Tabuki goes through all the tricks of getting a person to jog a memory. Like, what color was the suit? You know, did he take long strides? Did he take short strides?
Did he limp? Did he seem to be right-handed? Which hand did he embrace her with first?
These are actual tips that police use to jog people's memories about things, but yeah.
The guy describes a right-handed person.
Mm-hmm.
Male. He could work that much out. But aside from the green hood that was described there, he doesn't really have any. He was an average height person, not particularly big. He moved confidently, as if he was used to walking down this sort of street. And the homeless guy reveals to you that he never turns his tap off. He's always got his tap on. Mm-hmm. And the green hood that he had on was a huge pulsing green. It sort of tried to wash out all of the other colors of the clothes the guy was wearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you say hood, was it part of a cape? Was it just a cowl? Was it part of a coat?
It's like one of them. He describes it as a hoodie, basically.
A hoodie.
So he's got it up over his head. So you can't see. So part of a sweatshirt sort of thing.
And which direction did he leave in? So the woman was facing, and I described the scene. You know, so did he shoot her face first? Did so he backs up, pulls a gun, and shoots her in the face. Mm-hmm. And he turns around and walks away, or does he walk past her?
He walks up to her, fiddles around with the rings on her, fiddles around with her hand, and then walks back the way he came, which would have been past the pub.
He would have gone past the woman then.
Would have gone the other way.
The other way. All right.
Back the way he came along that street.
All right. You remember a cab dropping either one of them off? That's a pretty dicey neighborhood for a woman dressed like that to be walking around. Now, he was dressed, you know, looking at myself, I've got a leather jacket on, you know, and he was comfortable with the situation. The woman, though, was dressed real nice for that kind of area. You remember a cab?
I didn't really pay any attention until they were standing outside my, standing outside my alley, my home.
All right.
Just where I was.
Well, I give him a card. It's probably just a link address nowadays. It's like, if you could think about anything else, you know, be glad to help you out some more, too. And I won't touch any more of your stuff.
You better not. I've got your link address now. I'll stab you.
Now, someone's going to touch his stuff, and I'm going to answer the door one morning, and I'm going to get shipped. That's just how this is going to work. All right. Well, I'll.
Sure, it's reason the PC's going and nicking the stuff.
All right. I'll go and tell everybody else what I found.
All right. Bella, were you doing anything while Pookie was interviewing the homeless man?
Serving food. I was going to try to overhear, but they went over Wild Wolves. Wild Star's a little too loud.
Actually, can I say, Richard, that if you were saying earlier you can record things, any information, anything, a conversation that I record for a case, I would have actually recorded. Can I just say that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. There's more than enough space on a tab to record the audiovisual stuff. It's not going to be 3D quality or anything.
No, of course not. But it's something I can transcribe for a court case if I need to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's not a problem. And you were just going to try and overhear. There's nothing else that you want to do.
Well, since I couldn't really, no, just serve food and see if anybody's taking an undue interest in Pookie's conversation.
All right.
I just want to keep an eye out and see if anybody's watching them in particular.
There's a couple of people who glance over in their direction just to, you know, but then they shake their head as if, why are they sitting so near to the music? There's nobody really paying undue attention to.
That can't be good for your health.
It's replaced next week anyway. It doesn't matter. Go on, sorry.
Okay, I was just wondering, since we're at about the 2-hour mark, is it possible to take a quick break?
Can do, yes.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.